write this note to you to tell you of my plight. For at the time of writing, I am not a pretty sight. My body is all black and blue, my face a deathly grey. So I wrote this note to tell you why I'm not at work today. While working on the 14th floor, some bricks I had to clear. To throw them down from such a height was not a good idea. The foreman wasn't very pleased, he's a very awkward sod. He said he'd have to cart them down the ladder in me hod. Now clearing all those bricks by hand was so very slow, so I hoisted up a barrel and secured the rope below. But in my haste to do the job, I was too blind to see that the barrel full of building bricks was heavier than me. And so when I untied the rope, the barrel fell like lead, and clinging tightly to the rope, I started up instead. I shot up like a rocket, and to my dismay I found that halfway up I met the bloody barrel coming down. Well, the barrel broke my shoulder as to the ground it sped, and when I reached the top, I banged the pulley with me head. I hung on tightly, numb with shock from this almighty blow, and the barrel spilled out half the bricks 14 floors below. Now when the bricks had fallen from the barrel to the floor, I then outweighed the barrel, so I started down once more. Still clinging tightly to the rope, my body racked with pain. Then halfway down I met the bloody barrel once again. Now the force of this collision halfway up the office block caused multiple abrasions and a nasty case of shock. Still clinging tightly to the rope, I fell towards the ground, and I landed on the broken bricks that were scattered all around. Oh, as I lay groaning on the ground, I thought I'd passed the worst. But the barrel hit the pulley wheel, and then the bottom burst. A shower of bricks rained down on me, I hadn't got a hope. And as I lay bleeding on the ground, I let go of the bloody rope. Well, the barrel now being heavier, it started down once more, and it landed right across me as I lay upon the floor. It broke three ribs in my left arm, and I can only say that I hope you'll understand why I'm not at work today.